702.
What's gone viral?
With Kabazela.
Let's catch up with Kabazela and the world of viral content. Kabazela, could we be seeing the birth of a new sport?
Yeah, good morning to you, Bele. So before I explain the sport, I'm going to play you a little bit of the audio from the commentators, and then I want you to just think of the first sport that comes to mind. So, KG, play the audio, my buddy.
Pero qué locura es esta, cómo puede llegar a ese globo.
Francesco, que también llega a este punto, es una matada. ¡Cuidado! ¡Lo ha salvado! ¡No me lo creo!
No se cansa, no se va a acabar nunca, madre mía. El espectáculo, el mayor espectáculo del mundo.
¡Lo ha matado!
Okay.
So, what do you think that sport could be, right?
No idea.
First thing that comes to your head.
I don't know. Boxing? Hitting each other?
Boxing.
I don't know.
Could be a football match, whatever. So, if you think back to your childhood, I'm sure at one stage in your life, or even maybe in your adult years, you've taken a balloon and you've hit it up in the air and it obviously comes down, and then you try and keep it up all the time without it hitting the ground. So this was the first ever Balloon World Cup, and it was started by Gerard Piqué, former Barcelona football player, and a mate of his, and it was held in Spain, and they started this World Cup, and that commentary that I played you came from the final between Peru and Germany, and Peru ended up winning the finals, and It's the most fascinating game I've watched. So basically, it's in a glass court, which is 8x8, and inside the court is a whole bunch of, you know, furniture. So couches, TVs, they even threw in a little Volkswagen car just for good measure to put some obstacles in the way. And then you got these two guys who have helmets on, and then a red balloon. And they hit this red balloon up, and then this red balloon goes all over the place. And these guys, the commitment is unbelievable. They are diving this way and that way, and the balloon reaches the floor, and you think the guy's got no chance of getting it, and he dives, and he gets it, and he hits it up. It's brilliant to watch. Now,
okay.
I don't know if it'll be the next big sport, but hey, it looks like a lot of fun to watch, and I'm sure fun to play. So, yeah, go and have a watch of this Balloon World Cup.
Can't
it's really, really funny.
Can't wait to see. Tell me about the worst boss ever.
So if you've been in the corporate world for some time, you've no doubt that you've come across a very bad boss or a mean boss, and obviously some good bosses as well. So this guy shared an exchange that he had with his boss on Reddit, and it goes like this. So the boss sends him a message and says, "Where are you at?" And he replies with a question mark. "What do you mean?" So the boss then says, "You told Mark you could work night shift tonight." The guy responds. He says, "No, I did not. I told Mark I couldn't work Monday." "You told him you couldn't work in the morning, but you could work normal hours." Then the guy responds and says, "As you know, I found out yesterday my dad passed away. I'm going to go ahead and at least take the day, one day off I get in a week to mourn his death. I'm so sorry for any inconvenience this will cause you." So the boss responds and he says, "My uncle died a few days ago. I lost my grandma. Stop being a victim." So the guy the employee sends the response of all responses. He says, "Mail me my check. I quit. And go F yourself." that's how he ended it to his boss. So just a really, you know, no compassion from this man, and saying to somebody, "You're the victim." But then you start reading the comments and the responses to this, and people are coming in their droves here saying that how when they've had somebody that passed away in their family, bosses would be so unsympathetic and have no compassion and basically say, "Okay, you can have the day off for half the day and please make sure you come back to work." So the question this morning is, have you had an experience with a boss similar to this one? And then did you actually have enough and just basically tell them to go stuff themselves and quit the job and move on and hopefully find a better job with a better boss?
Let's put it out there. 011-883-0702. The worst boss stories and how you freed yourself from that nightmare.